I've got something interesting to share with you today.
Oh, really? Do tell.
It's about a new episode of Explainable featuring Shuki Cohen from AI21, you know, the leading Israeli AI company.
AI21. Yes, of course. They're doing some impressive work. I'm particularly interested in how they're bridging the gap between cutting-edge research and actual product deployment. What did the episode cover?
Well, they delved into AI21's development of the Jamba hybrid model, WordTune, and their flagship product, Maestro. They also explored the reasons behind AI project failures.
Ugh, the million-dollar question. Why do so many AI projects fail to reach production? It's something I grapple with daily. I consult with organizations constantly struggling to move beyond the proof of concept stage.
Exactly. The episode apparently tried to understand the unique environment that led to AI's rapid adoption, but also addressed why many projects stumble and never make it to production.
That's a crucial discussion. The last mile problem in AI is significant. You can have the most brilliant models, but if you can't integrate them into existing workflows and infrastructure, they're essentially useless. Things like data quality, model explainability, and robustness are often overlooked, leading to deployment failures.
Makes sense. There was also a mention of a new Discord space for discussing AI topics.
That's a good idea. Community engagement and knowledge sharing are vital for accelerating AI adoption and addressing common challenges. A forum for discussing practical implementation issues could be incredibly valuable.
Absolutely. And finally, they're soliciting questions for an upcoming interview with Hila Paz from NASA about compressing satellite images.
NASA and image compression? That's fascinating. The scale of data they deal with is mind-boggling. I imagine the challenges are completely different from compressing your average iPhone photo.
Apparently, they're looking at the differences between iPhone photography and the PACE satellite, which records in 300 nanometer values. Also, they question why even the most advanced dimensionality reduction models can't help, and what role ChatGPT plays in all of it.
The dimensionality reduction point is key. Traditional techniques often struggle with the complexity and unique characteristics of hyperspectral satellite imagery. And ChatGPT, its role could be interesting for tasks like data annotation or generating synthetic data, but its usefulness likely has limits in the core compression algorithms. I'd be very interested to hear her insights on that.